Hello, dear listeners. I'm glad to welcome you to today's episode on Dream It Podcast Show. And on today's episode of Who Moved My Cheese, as I'm going to continue, I would like to brief you what really happened last week, how I handled it up last week. As Hem saw his friend getting into his running gears, he said, "You are not really going out into the maze again, are you? Why don't you just wait here with me until they pull the cheese back?" My brothers and sisters, listen to me. My dad and mom, who is going to put the cheese back? No one. Who is going to make the change for you? No one. You are just going to be advised. No one is going to make change. You are going to make change by yourself. All said. I didn't want to see it either. But now I realize I'm never going to put yesterday's cheese back. It's time to find new cheese. Hem argued. But what if there is no cheese out there? Or even there is. What if you don't find it? I don't know. He asked himself, where am I likely to find cheese? Here or in the maze? You should be asking yourself some questions. Where am I likely to see myself in the next 3 years, in the next 2 years? He painted a picture in his mind. He saw himself venturing out into the maze with a smile on his face. Why this picture surprised him, it made him feel good. He saw himself getting lost now and then in the maze, but felt confident he would eventually find new cheese out there and all the good things that came with it. He gathered his courage. You also need to gather yourself courage. You need to see yourself that yes, you are making it. Like whatever you do, yes, you're going to make it. You don't have to fear. You don't have to fear about not going for change. Then he used his imagination to paint the most believable picture he could, with the most realistic details of him finding and enjoying the taste of new cheese. He saw himself eating Swiss chips with holes in it, bright orange cheddar and American cheese, Italian mozzarella, and wonderful soft French camembert cheese, and others. Your cheese can be of different. You just have to place this story into your life's career. Your cheese can be different. As you are listening to this podcast, begin to think, what could be my cheese? Is it this business I'm running? Is it not going well? How will I change? How will I make it you know, go? How will I run it? Alright, let me continue here. Then he heard him say something and realized they were still at cheese station C. Hall said, "Sometimes, Hem, things change and they are never the same again. This looked like one of those times. That's life. Life moves on. Yes, life moves on. And so we should. And so you too should to move on today. And so you should. And so you too should move on today." All look at his emaciated companion and try to talk sense to him. But Hem's fear had turned into anger and he wouldn't listen. Hall didn't mean to be rude to his friend, but he had to laugh at how silly they both look. As Hall prepared to leave, he started to feel more alive, knowing that he was finally able to laugh at himself. "Let's go and move on," Hall laughed and announced. "It's maze time." "Yes, it's also time." Hem didn't laugh and he didn't respond. Hall picked up a small, sharp rock and wrote a serious thought on the wall for Hem to think about, as was his custom. Hall even drew a picture of cheese around it, hoping it would help Hem to smile, lighten up and go after new cheese. But Hem didn't want to see it. I read of what Hall wrote on the wall: "If you do not change, you can become extinct." Then Hall stuck his head out and peered anxiously into the maze. He thought about how he'd gotten himself into his cheeseless station. He had believed that there may not be any cheese in the maze, or he may not find it. Such fearful beliefs were immobilizing and killing him. Hall smiled. He knew Hem was wondering who moved my cheese, but Hall was wondering, why didn't I get up and move with the cheese sooner? As he started out into the maze, Hall looked back to where he had come from and felt its comfort. He could feel himself being drawn back into familiar territory, even though he hadn't found cheese here for some time. Hall became more anxious and wondered if he really wanted to go out into the maze. He wrote a saying on the wall again ahead of him and started it, stared at it for some time. He wrote, What would you do if you weren't afraid? How about you? What would you do if you weren't afraid about the investment people are trying to know, introduce you to? What would you do if you weren't afraid about the business people are introducing you to? What will you do if you weren't afraid to learn that new skills? I continue. How thought about it? In news, sometimes some fear can be good. When you are afraid, things are going to get worse. If you don't do something, it can prompt you into action. But it is not good when you are so afraid that it keeps you from doing anything. He looks at his right, to the part of the maze where he had never been, and felt the gear. Then he took a deep breath, turned right into the maze, and jogged slowly, shakalo, into the unknown maze. As he tried to find his way, all worried at first. He worried. So as high, so as you may worry when you know, when you plan for change. He hadn't had any cheese for so long that he was now weak. So weak. It took him longer and it was more painful than usual to get through the maze. Hall decided that if he ever got the chance again, he would get out of his comfort zone and adapt to change sooner. It would make things easier. Then Hall smiled, a weak smile, as he thought, better late than ever. During the next several days, Hall found a little cheese here and there, but nothing that lasted very long. He had hoped to find enough cheese to take some back to him and encourage him to come out into the mist. But Hall didn't feel confident enough yet. He had to admit he found it confusing in the mist. Things seems to have changed since the last time he was out here. Just when he thought he was getting ahead, he would get lost in the corridors. It seemed his progress was 2 steps forward and 1 step backward. It was a challenge, but he had to admit that being back in the maze hunting for cheese wasn't nearly as bad as he feared it might be. As time went on, he began to wonder if it was realistic for him to expect to find new cheese. He wondered if he had bitten of more than he could chew. Then he laughed, realizing that he had nothing to chew on that moment. Whenever he started to get discouraged, he reminded himself that what he was doing, as uncomfortable as it was at the moment, was in reality much better than staying in the cheeseless station. So as you need to encourage yourself every time, he was taking control rather than simply letting things happen to him. Then he reminded himself, if Snave and Scurry could move on, so could he. Later, as Hall looked back on things, he realized that the cheese at the cheese station had not just disappeared overnight. As he had once believed, the amount of cheese that had been there toward the end had been getting smaller, and what was left had grown old. It didn't taste as good. Mud may even have begun to grow on the old cheese. Although he hadn't noticed it. He had to admit, however, that if he had wanted to, he probably could have seen what was coming, but he didn't. So, Hall now realized that the change probably would not have taken him by surprise if he had been watching what was happening all along, and if he had anticipated change. Maybe that's what Snape and Scurry had been doing. He decided he would stay more alert from now on. He would expect change to happen and look for it. He would trust his basic instinct to sense when change was going to occur and be ready to adapt to it. He stopped for a rest and wrote on the wall of the maze again. Smell the cheese often so you know when it is getting old. I think you've learned something from there. Smell the cheese often so you know when it is getting old. Check your pulse often. It may not be your pulse anyway. Your cheese, I'm telling you, your cheese can be different. Check your skills. See how you can upgrade it. Check your skills. Is it getting old? Check what is trending now. See what you can bring in into your business, into anything you are doing. Sometime later, after not finding cheese for what seems like a long time, Paul finally came across a huge cheese station, which looked promising. When he went inside, however, he was most disappointed to discover that the cheese station was empty. This empty feeling has happened to me too, he thought. He felt like giving up. Or was losing his physical strength. He knew he was lost and was afraid he would not survive. He thought about turning around and heading back to G-Station C. At least, if he made it back and Hem was still there, Hall wouldn't be alone. Then he asked himself the same question again. What would I do if I weren't afraid? Hall thought he was past his fear, but he was afraid more often than he liked to admit, even to himself. He wasn't always sure what he was afraid of, but in his weakened condition, like he was so weak, he knew now he was simply fearful of going on alone. Hall didn't know it. Hall didn't know it, but he was running behind because he was still weighed down by fearful belief. Hall wondered if Hem had moved on, or if he was still paralyzed by his own fear. Then Hall remembered the time when he had felt his best in the maze. It was when he was moving along. He wrote on the wall, knowing it was as much a reminder to himself as it was a marking for his friend Hem, hopefully to follow. He wrote, "Movement in a new direction help you find new cheese." Exactly. Movement in a new direction help you find a new cheese. I hope you are finding this episode, this podcast, as an helpful, you know, motivational word. I continue. Hall looked down the dark passageway and was aware of his fear. What lay ahead? Was it empty or what? Were there danger lurking? He began to imagine all kinds of frightening things that could happen to him. He was scaring himself to death. Then he laughed at himself. He realized his fear were making things worse, of course. So he did what he would do if he weren't afraid. He moved in a new direction. As he started running down the dark corridor, he began to smile. Hall didn't realize it yet, but he was discovering what nourished his soul. He was letting go and trusting what lay ahead for him, even though he didn't know exactly what it was. To his surprise, Hall started to enjoy himself more and more. "Why do I feel so good?" he wondered. "I don't have any cheese. I don't know where I'm going." Before long, he knew why he felt good. He stopped to write again on the wall. When you stop being afraid, you feel good. Alright, see you in my next episode of Umu My Cheese. I am Daniel Abolaji. In case you have any advertisement to place on my podcast show, please do reach me on 081-6842-1702. Have a wonderful weekend. Bye.